Welcome to the Foundation's report. Every day we are bombarded with hundreds and even thousands of stories on the internet when we scroll down our walls or visit our favorite social media sites. Even the big name search engines get into the business of providing possible stimulating stories that tempt us to click on them so we can keep on top of what is going on. We even are seeing our email boxes fill up faster than we can reply to the emails to tell them to stop sending the emails. I let my email box go for a couple of days and was shocked at the number of emails that had come in, numbering in the hundreds. Some of those emails, however, are what the technology world calls spams or spoofs and carry danger with them if one clicks the link, so beware. Back in the day, we would go to the grocery store, and as we entered the checkout line, we would see a number of large tabloid magazines on the shelves as we would move forward toward the cashier. One popular tabloid was the National Enquirer, which would bring us the latest gossip on Hollywood and maybe even an outlandish story or two. As time went on, we found many actors and actresses filing lawsuits because people would actually believe these outlandish stories told about their favorite Hollywood elite. And they just weren't true. Now, the internet has now taken over for these tabloids, and thousands of writers are reaching out to you to click on their link so they can fill your mind with all sorts of hot gossip. Whether true or not, if you click the link, they have you. Isn't that just like temptation the devil throws at us throughout the days and weeks of our lives? Jesus, in Matthew chapter 4, went through a series of temptations the devil had laid out for him to see if he would take the clickbait. The first appealed to his basic need of eating and drinking. Jesus, though fully God, was fully man as well, and the body in which he resided had the need to eat and drink. Jesus felt hunger and most likely had hunger pangs as we sometimes get. After 40 days and nights of fasting, I am sure Jesus' stomach was playing a symphony that possibly could be heard by others around him, if he had been in a crowd. So the devil appealed to that basic need, tempting him to perform a miracle of changing a stone to bread in order to have a meal out there in the wilderness. Jesus met the challenge, however, and quoted a scripture from the Old Testament that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Jesus refused to give in to the clickbait, but the devil moved him to another page with something else. The devil takes him to a high pinnacle to challenge that scripture that Jesus so readily used by quoting him another verse from Psalms, telling Jesus to throw himself off the temple, because if he did, the angels would catch him. For the Bible said he would give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus once again quoted scripture to refute the clickbait. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. How many times do we tempt God? We think that God is supposed to have us so that nothing in our lives will go wrong. But when they do, and they will, we blame God. We are confused why that bad thing happened to us. God must have failed us, or maybe he was on vacation and didn't notice. Reminds me of the man who smoked cigarettes for 50 years, each time reading the label on the side of the package that said, "This product may cause cancer." 50 years later, he gets lung cancer and shakes his fist in God's face, saying that God failed him when there were warnings every time he picked up that cigarette pack. The devil then was tired of beating around the bush, and for the last article of clickbait he offered Jesus, he was going to be direct. The Bible says that the devil took him to a high mountain and in a moment showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Then reminding Jesus of what really took place when Adam handed over the world to Satan in the garden, "All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me." He presented the same temptation, I believe, that he tempted the third of the angels with that were cast out of heaven. Then using the same temptation with Jesus, he wanted to see what he would do. Jesus at that point told him to get away from him, for it is written, "Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Jesus had managed to avoid the clickbait presented to him from the devil. Every day, we as Christians are presented with clickbait options that if we give in and click can have devastating consequences in our lives. Just think, the devil was looking to turn the world around in Jesus' life. What would have happened if he gave in and worshiped the devil? No Calvary, no resurrection, no salvation, and we would be eternally lost forever. Now, the next time you open your email or scroll down your social media page and see a link from someone that you don't know and are unsure of the consequences of clicking that link, think of Jesus and how he avoided the clickbait in life. And maybe you should just say no. The Foundations Report is heard weekly on the Foundations Network in its various locations. Be sure to tune in.